Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Browns quarterback, also Pro Football Focus analyst. He is Bruce Gradkowski here on 92.3 The Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I am on the back of that Browns jersey. You're right. I was only there 4 weeks, but I still made the list of quarterbacks.
I have a Browns Purgatory short, and you are displayed prominently right in the center of it. And so I see your name. Literally, it's a gym shirt at this point, and I only wear it when I go to the gym. But I see your name in particular every time I go to the gym, Bruce.
Man, I love it. You know what? A lot of people comment on that, but you know, I enjoyed my experience throughout the NFL, and that's why I look at a lot of these young players, and Baker Mayfield still being a young player, a lot of time to learn and grow. And you're going to take your bumps and bruises, but it's how you learn and how you respond to those that really matters.
Well, Bruce, over the past couple of weeks, he's looked a lot better. You know, the Denver and Buffalo game, he's got a 95 passer rating, completing 66% of his passes, 3 touchdowns, no turnovers, which has been something different. What have you seen from number 6 over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I'm a fan of Baker Mayfield. I love his grit, determination, his leadership style. I just think he has what it takes. He's such a competitor. The thing I've seen, though, from the Browns, you know, I grade every throw every week for Pro Football Focus, and, you know, there's just too much miscommunication, too much lack of details. You know, every time I'm grading throws, it's either, oh, this receiver went too deep, or Baker was a little too early to the throw, or he should have known he was hot there. And, you know, it's just too much indecisiveness. And I think that's what was really bottling up at the beginning of the year. He's playing better. But as you guys know, you watch football every Sunday and you see the Browns. I mean, you know, around the league, it's playmakers making plays at the right times of football games, situational football, red zone, kind of how Mayfield did the other night to throw the touchdown pass for the game winner. So it's guys making plays at the end of the day and overcoming some of those mistakes because you're not going to play perfect.
Bruce, how do you grade these throws? Like, what do you look for?
So, I mean, you know, we have a grading system based on the type of route, throw, you know, and playing the position. I understand that, you know, there should be throws that, you know, should be hit. You know, they should hit. It should be, you know, like screens. You're not going to get, you know, a positive grade for throwing a screen pass, you know. And so we have different levels of the grading system. And how we grade these quarterbacks. And it's so in-depth that we have so many analysts around that, you know, there's so many eyes going on each and every throw, each and every play, each and every player every weekend. And it's really cool to just be a part of it. It keeps me involved in the game. And I really enjoy that because, look, I've played the game where, you know, I understand it was the first week of the season. The Browns are playing the Titans. Mayfield goes to throw OBJ a big in route on the right side, and OBJ puts a little too much flavor on his route, and Baker Mayfield throws it on time with anticipation. But I take into consideration the receiver's route as well, knowing that, you know, he was at the wrong depth or he did too much in his route to throw the quarterback off. So it's not all just quarterbacks just missing the throw and blaming on them. It's taking into account, you know, the whole structure of the offense and how things pan out.
Bruce, when you watch Baker, what do you see from his eyes and his progressions? How's he doing with that?
So sometimes, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, the Titans did a good job disguising coverage, a lot of other teams too, moving around. And as a young quarterback, you could try to see too much. And defense can confuse you. And that's when you're left, you know, in the pocket, you know, double clutch in the football, and that's what I saw early on. I want to see Mayfield play decisive, and I've always been a big believer it's better to play decisive than right. So a lot of times as a quarterback, just to keep it simple, we could have a single high safety, two high safety read, and if it's single high safety, you work the right side of the field. If it's two high safety, you work the left side of the field. Well, you know, what the Titans did early on in the year was it would look like a too high safety, and then they would invert at the snap of the ball, but it still went to cover two scheme, and how they played it was different, with the linebacker running out to play like the hard corner and the corner running back to play a safety position and covering the deep half. So a lot of that is very tough, because as a quarterback, you're working the right side that you think you should work, but at the end of the day, they fooled you as the defense. So that's where my thought with Mayfield was, for Freddie Kitchens to get back under center, play action pass, run the football, you know, let Baker Mayfield do what he's comfortable with and go through progressions, try to take some off his plate so he could just play faster. I see some of that in the last couple weeks, but I think they have to continue to do that. You know, even this last week, you know, the safety Mayfield took, you know, I put that on him. You know, he's got to understand where he's hot. It's a five-man protection. You have to redirect your line to pick that up, or you have to know you're hot and throw it hot. Even if your receiver goes a little too deep, just still have to throw the ball out of bounds and live to play a new day.
You can get a lot of that stuff, PFF.com. Whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair general manager, make sure you go to PFF.com to get premium stats and analysis. Bruce, I mean, Kareem Hunt's got a lot of Toledo ties. I'm sure you're very, very familiar with his game. What can he do for the Browns offense moving forward? Because you know what? We walked away very impressed with what we saw this past weekend. Not only just his, you know, catch abilities and his running abilities, but his pass blocking and his run block abilities.
Yeah, I mean, Kareem Hunt's a special player. I think it's a great addition for the Browns. I think it's great for Kareem Hunt, you know, being where he's from and grew up. You know, I believe in second chances. I think Kareem Hunt, I know him. I know he's a good person at heart. And look, we all make mistakes, and I'm happy to see him learn from them and try to continue to get better and improve. And realistically, guys, that's all we could do in life, right, is try to own up to our mistakes and move on. And I think he's done that. And to see what he's doing on the football field, he's a special player. I mean, he could catch a football out of the backfield. He can line up in an empty set, run around as a wide receiver, and then you can hand him off the football, and he does some special things as well. So the Browns definitely aren't lacking talent. They just have to keep coming together with the details. I mean, that's where it's at, the fine details and being on the same page.
You think about the job that, Bruce, that Freddie Kitchens has done so far. He's been under heat here in Cleveland, obviously for the 3-6 start, but some of the decisions, in-game management stuff, have been kind of head-scratching.
Well, I think I look at it, you know, this way is, you know, Freddie Kitchens was the running back coach. Then he took over as play calling, and now he takes over as the CEO of the team, you know, of the organization. And he has a tough job on his hands. I mean, you go from, you know, when you take over an offense as an offensive coordinator, that's a big role in itself, because that offense was already established. The details were already in fine print when he took over. So now this was his first season being the offensive coordinator slash head coach, and that's a lot on your plate, because now you're the one installing those fine details, making sure they're carried through, because it's not Todd Haley that put the offense in last year, or Kenny Zampezi, or Hugh Jackson. You know, it's your stamp on this offense, and that was Freddie Kitchens' first time doing that this year. And you could tell it's tough, man. I assume it's not easy being a head coach, right? You can't just worry about the offense. You have to worry about the defense as well, special teams. You have to worry about off-the-field issues and things and locker room and managing people and your coaching staff. So a lot is on your plate. So I know Freddie Kitchens is trying to continue to improve and do better, and realistically, that's all you could do.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about that. He's just, you know, he's got to learn, though, a little bit week by week, and I think a lot of people haven't necessarily given him that luxury of having a learning curve. How important is that for the expectations and then resetting the expectations for a rookie head coach as they get better and better at it?
Well, I think, you know, the expectations were established this offseason. They had a ton of talent, and the way they finished the year last year, there was a lot of high expectations for the Cleveland Browns. So I just think that really raised the bar of what Freddie Kitchens was expected to do being the head coach of the Browns. But you got to think about it, guys. It's just like being a franchise quarterback, you know, like Baker Mayfield. You're going to go through your growing pains. And it's the same as a head coach. I mean, you're going to live and learn how to be a head coach, how to be a good game manager, how to manage your staff appropriately, how to manage your players and get the best out of them. And I think that's a job Freddie Kitchens is continuing trying to learn. It's a tough job to do.
Bruce, let's talk about another one of your former teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who the Browns do play tomorrow night. Browns are a slight favorite in the game, you know, coming off of arguably the best game they played against Buffalo on Sunday. Short week. How do you think this affects, you know, obviously the Browns and Steelers coming to this game? And who do you like in the game?
Well, I mean, this one, I think the Steelers' defense is really humming. I mean, they're really getting after the quarterback. They got, you know, Watt that ranks first in pass rush grade for us among edge defenders this season at 91.6. You know, and Minka Fitzpatrick that just, you know, he leads the NFL among safeties in overall PFF grade over the last 3 weeks. So it's going to be a really interesting matchup and a fun game to watch because you have the Browns coming off a win, Steelers coming off a win. Both teams need to continue to try to win. And then, you know, can the Browns defense get after Mason Rudolph? You know, you got Myles Garrett that ranks second among edge defenders in pass rush grade this season, right behind Watt at 91.4. So Garrett will be going against, you know, Al Villanueva. I played with him. He has a 71.6 overall grade in 2019 for us here at PFF. So there's a lot of good matchups to keep your eye on and a lot of talent on the field. So I think it's going to be a tight one.
I got to take you away from that game really fast, Bruce, because my Bruce Gradkowski trivia that always pops up in my brain, anytime you just surface anywhere, like Twitter or anything, I think to myself, he is the reason why Michael Vick ended up in a Steelers uniform, because you had that injury, right?
yep, right.
So you were around Michael Vick. Is Lamar Jackson anything close to that? Is he better than that? Where is he on that scale?
Well, I mean, you know, I was with Michael Vick towards the end of his career, so I didn't get to see the super, what do I want to say, Madden game Michael Vick. The dude was an awesome guy to be around, a special player, and unbelievable arm talent. I mean, the way Vic just flicked the football and how it went was just awesome to watch. I think Lamar Jackson is that dynamic, if not more, athletically, the way he runs and contains games. And Vic did that for years. And that really makes defensive coordinators not sleep at night. How do you game plan against Lamar Jackson? I mean, the guy can really do it all, and he has that competitive edge that I just love to see in quarterbacks and in players in general. So I think Lamar Jackson, man, is doing a phenomenal job. I think Harbaugh is doing an amazing job with what he's done this offseason to structure the offense with Greg Roman around Lamar Jackson. But if you're comparing Vic and Lamar Jackson, I mean, both unbelievable talents. I think Vic probably was a little bit better of a passer than Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson has definitely proven everyone wrong so far this season about the amount of throws he is making, which is very impressive to watch.
All right, Bruce, what we really want to know is, are we laying the 2 points with the Toledo Rockets tonight against NIU?
Man, I got to go with my Rockets, right? I mean, Mac action, midweek action, yeah. You have to love it. So I think Jason Candle's been doing a phenomenal job as the Rockets head coach. You know, they've dealt a bad hand this year, dealing with injuries, actually the last 2 years at the quarterback position. So we'll see if they could get a good one tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Of course I'm taking them, guys.
Yeah. Hey, your boy Deontay Johnson's looking pretty good, too, for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Deontay's doing a great job. It's good to see him get, you know, a lot of action over there. I always said, he has that quick twitch ability. You know, he's a guy that he's hard to cover, and I think he's a good complement, like, to Juju and James Washington. And it's always great to see the Toledo guys getting an opportunity. So Deontay Johnson and Kareem Hunt matching up this week will be fun to watch.
I remember, guys, whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair general manager, make sure to go to PFF.com to get premium stats and analysis. Bruce, this was great. Appreciate you giving us a couple minutes, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.